I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The White House says today that President Barack Obama is deeply frustrated that the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico has not yet been stopped. U.S. lawmakers are pretty angry as well, and today they grilled those responsible for the massive spill. BP executives told lawmakers the fault lies with the company that supplied the safety valves for the drilling rig. That company, Transocean, pinned the disaster on work done by a contractor, Halliburton. Halliburton argued that it was only following BP's orders. We get this report from The World's Katie Clark.
The big questions on everyone's mind today were what happened and how similar disasters might be prevented in the future. New Mexico Democrat Jeff Bingaman started the hearing on a somber note.
We should begin by remembering the 11 people who lost their lives in the explosion at the Deepwater Horizon rig and express deep sympathy for their families.
Then it was down to business. Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions asked BP's president and CEO Lamar McKay whether his company should have thought through potential problems with the well and planned better than it had. Sessions singled out the steel and concrete containment chamber BP constructed after the fact in a failed effort to stop the damaged pipe from leaking more oil.
Shouldn't you have anticipated that these kind of things could occur and that this kind of coffer dam would be needed? And shouldn't we have some already constructed or at least the designs tested?
I think what I would say, as we learn from this incident, I think it's difficult to have predicted a coffer dam would have been needed. But I think we're going to have to look back and see what is needed.
One thing the Obama administration thinks is needed is tighter regulation of offshore oil drilling. It wants to split the Minerals Management Service into two parts. Up till now, that agency was responsible for both monitoring oil rig safety and collecting billions of dollars from drilling leases. Robert Johnston is with the Eurasia Group, a global political risk research and consulting firm. He thinks dividing the agency's responsibilities into leasing and enforcement would help.
In some ways, perhaps analogous to the financial crisis, it was the reliance on self-regulation in the sense that, yes, you would have inspectors from government, you would have standards, but in many ways, the government deferred to the companies on what safety programs were best.
Some, though, think more government regulation of the oil industry would be overkill. Jerry Taylor is among them. He's a senior fellow with the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank based in Washington.
If you look at BP's bottom line, for instance, in the 2 weeks since the spill, they've lost $30 billion in their market cap, and they've taken a horrendous hit. BP has more incentive than anyone else out there to make the right amount of investment in safety and accident prevention.
That said, no amount of money in the world can eliminate all risk of a catastrophic accident like this one from occurring again. David Burnett of Texas A&M University's Global Petroleum Research Institute says this particular accident could have happened anywhere.
For instance, in Canada, we're drilling off Nova Scotia. Well, heck, we got icebergs coming around, and so they design practices that prevent icebergs from encountering an island, the production island, stuff like that. If you're in Western Africa, then the geopolitical situation is something of concern. Offshore Brazil, they have enormous resources offshore, and they also have storms and hurricanes and things, too.
It's too early to say what impact this particular spill might have on global offshore oil drilling. David Burnett thinks it will cause people to pause and think, but only momentarily, especially in the United States.
Well, let's say you've got a 20-gallon gas tank. 5 to 6 gallons came from the Gulf of Mexico, western area. So offshore oil production is essential to U.S. economy. It's built in the fabric of it.
During today's Senate hearings, Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski said the future of domestic oil development rests on three things: finding out what went wrong in this particular instance, correcting the failures and shortcomings, and assuring the public offshore drilling can be conducted safely. For The World, this is Katie Clark.
And this week's technology podcast introduces you to a new warrior in the fight against oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It's hair, human and animal hair. To find out more, listen to the latest edition of our technology podcast at theworld.org.